Because I want you to see the truth that God is revealing to us today. What is this truth? The truth that there is a futile search for Jesus. A futile search for Jesus. May walang saysay na paghahanap sa Panginoon. There is a work na ginagawa ng tao. People do things. They thought it was good that they think for themselves that this is something for the Lord. But the truth of the matter is that it is not. Yun yung ating text na binasa ngayon. The men were looking for Jesus. They searched on the place where they eat and where they were filled the day before. They were fed by the Lord just using five loaves of bread and two fish. And then they returned in the morning. They were looking for the Lord. They were seeking Him. And then when they found Him on the other side of the sea, Jesus answered them and said, "You seek me not because you saw me, you saw the miracles, but because you did eat all the loaves and were filled." So there is a search for Jesus that Jesus will not recognize. That Jesus will say, no. That is a mistake. Like when Jesus, in a certain portion of the scripture, he said, there will come a time that people will say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we preach your word? We healed in your name." But the Lord will say to them on that day, "Away from me, you evildoers. I did not know you. I do not know you." So there is, sa ating pong panahon, may maling paghahanap sa Diyos. At ang mga tao, akala nila, tama yung paghahanap na ginagawa nila sa Panginoon. Yung paghahanap nila sa Diyos. Tawag ito, ang mga tao ngayon, kagaya pa rin ng tao noon. Na ano? Na ginagawa nila yung ayon sa sarili nilang nasa or upon their own desires. Eh, nakalimutan nila o hindi fail to recognize, hindi nila inaamin na ano, na ang kanilang desires ay clouded by sin. At ang kanilang desires ay to fill up their own desires. So there is the first futile search of men for God. That is the search for personal gains. Ang mga tao nito, ito yung, as I said, sino yung pinakain ng Panginoon the day before. And they came looking for Him. They searched high and low. Kasi alam nila na ang Panginoon, hindi naman kasabay ng mga disipulo niya na tumawid. Kasi kinausap niya pa kami. Gusto nga natin siya gawing hari. If you remember yung mga nakana nating mensahe, wanted to make him or install him as king. They want to do it by force. Number one, yes, Jesus is king, but it is not yet his time to be king. Hindi pa yun yung panahon para siya ay maghari dito sa lupa. Pero yung mga tao, gusto na nila. And why? Because of personal gain. Dahil nga gusto nila, uy, ang hari namin, eh, kaya mag-magic para ganun. Hindi ko na kailangan magtrabaho. Sabihin ko lang, Panginoon, nagugutom ako. At instantly, magkakaroon kami ng pagkain sa harapan. Because that's what he did. Yun yung nakita nila. Kaya akong busugin ng taong ito. Kaya ito ang gawin kong hari. Yun ang kanilang naisipan. They are coming to the Lord for their own personal gains. Ang mga taong ito ay lumapit sa Panginoon. In the first place, they came to the Lord Jesus Christ na ano? Na sila ay gustong gumaling yung kanilang mahal sa buhay. Remember, they go back sa simula ng ano, na nakita sila ng Panginoon, the Lord, they saw them, the big crowd, the multitude of people following him. They went there looking for healing. And the Lord healed them. Sabi ng scripture, pinagaling niya yung mga yon. Paghapon na nagtrabaho ang Panginoon sa gitna nila, na pinangaralan sila at pinagaling yung kanilang mga may sakit. But they came to him not to recognize him as the Messiah, not to recognize him as God, as Lord, but they came to him, to the Lord Jesus Christ, because they want to be free from something na panglupa lamang. Gusto nila na gumaling na itong aking kapatid para wala na akong alagaan. Gumuling niya ako para hindi na masakit ang aking katawan. Hindi na ako nahihirapan. It's personal gain. Maraming ganyan. Hanggang sa ngayon, ang mga tao ngayon, bakit nila pumupunta sa simbahan? Kasi may problema sila. Meron silang pinagdadaanan, quote-unquote. Na para bang lalapit sila sa Panginoon dahil siya ang Panginoon, ang Diyos ay para bang matulong natin na pagka may kailangan tayo ay pagka ano lang tayo, di ba yung mga mayayaman, may kakalimbang lang ngayon. Diba meron silang ano ganun? Tapos yung butler will come, yes master. But para tayo, we treat God like that, as our personal butler. No! That is a wrong search for God. Ganun ang maling paghahanap sa Panginoon. Yun yung wala sa isa. That is a futile search for God. When you look at God as your butler, someone just to alleviate your hardship or to ease your pain. Na para bang alisin mo lang itong nararamdaman mo sa sakit. At pag inalisan ng Panginoon, wala na. Nakalimot na. Jesus, when he healed, sabi niya, he met a group of 10 lepers. Pinagaling niya lahat yung lepers, 10 sa dibong niya. At pagkatapos dumaling yung lepers na yung 10 lepers na ito, alisan na sila. Pero may dalawa na bumalik sa Panginoon and they thank the Lord. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, nasaan na yung iba pa na pinagaling ko? Bakit dalawa lang kayo? Ang sila. Ganyan ang tao. Ang desire natin basta na napunuan na, okay na. Sige, bye-bye Lord. At tumawag, tinawag ko pang Lord. Pero, ang totoo, ikaw ang Lord. Ikaw yung master. Sige, pag kailangan na lang kita, saka na lang kita tatawagin ulit, Panginoon. So, sino ang Panginoon mo? Ikaw, hindi ang Panginoon talaga. That is the futility of our search. When we are searching for God for all personal gain. Yeah? Yan ang sabi sa verse 24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they searched high and low. Wala dito sa pinagkainan natin. At ang mga disipulo niya, hindi sila bumalik dito. Nasamaya sila. They also took shipping, sabi sa chapter 6, verse 24. They took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? It's like a concern. Panginoon, kailangan ako dumating dito. But yung puso ng mga tao ito, alam ng Panginoon. At yun agad ang ganyan niya. He did not answer the question, kailan ka dumating dito, Panginoon? When camest thou hither? Notice, Jesus did not answer that question. He just went straight to the heart of this man. Ye seek me, sabi sa verse 26. Ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles. God is... Ang tawag yan yung pinamumuka agad sa kanila. Ang kanilang pagkakamali. God declared to them their foolishness. You seek me not because you saw the miracle, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. You're looking for me for you to be filled up again. Nagugutom na naman kayo. May problema ka na naman, kaya ka natin dito sa church. Diba? Napaka sakit ito na sagot sa kanila ng Panginoon. Oh, natito ka na naman, ninanap mo na naman ako, gusto mo na naman kumain. Diba? Ito ang nice kung makita nyo. These people who search for God, for the Lord Jesus Christ, na ang kanilang isip ay personal gain, they missed the supernatural work of God. Hindi nila nakikita na ang Diyos ay kumikilos. They missed that. Ang kanilang attention na ay yung kanilang pangangailangan. They missed. The people will go to church at ang hinahanap niya. Say, everybody, ito sa church, you know, gusto ko, sana maging preaching ni Pastor, ay, para makakuha ko ng sagot dito sa aking problema ngayon, dinadala ko. Na ano, kung ano man yung problema mo, ano man yan, dapat, ay patungkol sa aking pangangailangan. But yes, ang preaching po ay patungkol sa pangangailangan natin lahat. Pero hindi ito pang sarili mo lamang na pangangailangan, kundi ito yung pangangailangan ng lahat na dapat mag-unawa. Ha? Hindi lang ito pang ang salita ng Panginoon ay hindi lang yung pag-ibabaw. Hindi lang para dito sa laman na ito, kundi para sa ating kaluluwa. That is what they are missing. That God is working a miracle in their lives. Pero they miss it. They miss it by a mile. Layo. Dahil ang kanilang iniisip, panglabas lamang, pangtiyan lang, pangnararamdaman lang ng dibdib, pang-emosyon lang. So, sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, nagugutom lang kayo, kaya kayo naghahanap sa atin. Kung sa ating panahon po, ano, parang, may problema ka na naman, naghahanap dito sa church. Diba? Sakit, no? Pag gano'n lang sasabihin sa atin ng Panginoon. At hindi manibihin sa Diyos ang ating puso. But the Lord is looking for something na pag lumapit ka sa Panginoon. Why do we come here sa church? We come to church because we recognize who Jesus is. Not because who we need Jesus. Because we do need Jesus. We do need the Lord. We do need God sa buhay natin. But we come to church, hindi dahil gusto natin na pagalingin tayo at alisin ang Panginoon na ating problema. No, we come to this fellowship, this church, because we want to recognize that God is God and we have to worship God. Yun ang gusto ng Diyos eh. Sabi niya, you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, so we come to church that because ibibigay ko ang problema ko sa Panginoon ngayon. Kailangan ng solusyon sa aking dalahin. Hindi, masakit ang dibdib ko. Pinaiyak ako ng kaaway ko ng sino man. No. Yet, I understand, naintindihan ko that ang sabi ng Panginoon, if you need rest, come unto me. I will give you rest. Pero, hindi tayo pupunta dito sa church na para bang ang church ay ospital lang. Hindi. We come to church because this is the place where we hear the Lord, His word, and when we worship Him together with fellow believers. Alam niyo kaya nawawala yung kahalagahan ng pagdalo sa simbahan. Ano yung bakit? Because we miss that truth, that why that we should gather together. At di ba sabi niya sa Hebrews, forsaking the assembling of ourselves, yun yung ginagawa eh, ng marami. Aalimutan na nila. Bakit pa tayo nagkakatipon dito? Para ibigay ang problema sa Diyos? Well, yes, kumito tayo problema. Pwede naman yun. Pero that is not the main. That is not the priority. Yung pagbigay natin ng problema sa Panginoon, ano na lang yan eh? Trimmings na lang yan. Because alam ng Panginoon, bago ka pa lumapit sa Diyos, alam ng Diyos ang pangangailangan natin. Pero ano sabi ng Panginoon sa Matthew? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Diba? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. The cares of this world, ibibigay ng Panginoon ang solusyon mo dyan. Pero bago yan, hanapin mo yung priority. What is the priority? Love the Lord thy God with all thy strength, with all thy mind, with all thy heart. Alam nyo, you come here, I am going to church because I want to worship the Lord. Together with my fellow believers. I want to hear the word of God today. Yan ang dahilan kung bakit tayo nagkakatipon. Yun ang dapat na dahilan why we seek God. Not because, pag ako pumunta sa church, bibigyan ng Diyos ang solusyon ng ating problema. That's, you're just looking for the trimming. No. You come to the church because you want to recognize God as God. That He is worthy to be worshipped. They seek Him for personal gain. Yung time yan, walang kwenta, walang saysay. Kung sarili mo, pakinabang mo lang ang hanap mo, kaya mo hinahanap ang Diyos, kaya mo hinahanap si Jesus, walang kwenta yan. Secondly, they search by their own strength. They search the Lord by their own strength. Sabi niya sa verse 27, labor not for the meat which perisheth. Again, this is nampal ng Panginoon sa kanila. Naghahanap kayo dahil gusto niyo magbusugan ninyong chance. Sabi niya, but for labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. So here now is a change. Na, alam nila, ang change. A meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. So alam nila na, sinasabi ni Jesus ay hindi na patungkol sa pagkain. Hindi na pagkain to. Iba na, sinasabi niya. That's why they said unto the Lord, then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? So naantig sila when the Lord says, pumunta kayo dito para mabusog kayo ulit eh. Medyo nang pahiha. Kaya sabi nila, anong dapat kong gawin para gawin ko ang gawain ng Panginoon? As if doing it by your own strength. Na, ako ang gagawa. Anong gagawin ko? What should I do to do the works of God? Jesus again gently told them, wait. Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 29, this is the work of God. This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. You don't have to do anything else. Sabi ng Panginoon, mali yung nag-aalam kayo dahil para sa sarili niyong chan. So anong dapat nang gawin? No, you miss it again. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You just have to believe. You just have to believe on Him that God had sent. Kailangan nyo lang manampalataya. The idea here of believing is faith. Because that is what is missing. Alam niyo yung paghabol nila o paghahanap nila kay Jesus na sa personal gain nila na, they are missing the important part, that which is faith. Without faith, no one can see God. That's why they do not recognize Jesus Christ as God. Hindi nila nakilala ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos na gumagawa kay Jesus. Because it is without faith. They are trying to do it by their own might. Sige, gagawin ko na. Naintindihan na namin, Rabbi, teacher, naintindihan na namin. Hindi pala kami dapat magtrabaho para sa pagkain. So anong gagawin namin? Anong tatrabahuhin namin? Para magawa namin ang gawain ng Panginoon. And Jesus telling them, gently. Just believe on me. Believe in me. Believe in me. Have faith in me. So, ang utility nila ay naghanap ng unang ng sa Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng sarili nila ng lakas. Ano yung sabi ng Panginoon sa Old Testament? It is not by might nor by power but by my spirit, said the Lord. Ang Panginoon ang kikilos. It is by my spirit. Hindi ang sarili mong lakas. Hindi ang sarili mong lakas ang makakagawa ng gawain ng Panginoon. It is God Himself that do the work. You just have to put your faith in Him. Kasi nga, lumalapit sila kay Kristo na walang pananampalataya. And so, the third part ng kanilang maling paghahanap sa Diyos, maling paghahanap kay Kristo, they're searching for a reason to believe. They're searching for a reason to believe. Sabi nila sa verse, sabi ng scripture in verse 15, they said therefore to him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? You are pointing now that we just have to put our faith in you. We don't have to do anything else. Bakit kasi sa kanila, they do sacrifices. Meron silang mga ginagawa. They give to the poor. Ganun ang mga Jewish lifestyle eh. Na para ba do this to merit this. And so, they want to be given praise by God. Kailangan meron akong gawin. Pero now, Jesus is saying, gusto mo mabigyan ka ng pagpapala ng Panginoon, a blessing from the Lord. You don't have to do anything else. You just have to put your faith in me. Then the blessing of the Lord will come to you. The bread of life will, you will understand that you will be fed by the bread of heaven. Then so sabi niya, give me a sign. Give me a sign. By, sabi niya, verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. So, binabalik na naman nila ang usapin sa pagkain. Panginoon, bakit yung aming mga magulang kumain sila ng mana? Pinakain sila ng Panginoon. See, alam niyo, ang twistedness pag ang objective mo ay personal. Ang objective mo, kasi si Pastor, pag sinasabi niya personal, lagi tinuturo yun siya. Kasi this is ang pinaka malinaw na paliwanag para sa atin, a picture ng pagiging pagsarili lang natin pakinabang. Ito, chat. Ang chat. Laging hinahanap natin kapusugan ng ating hindihan. Diba? At yan ang nagpo-control sa atin. Pastor, umulas na. Ano na, alas 12 na ata. Pagpusin mo na ang service. Ito na ako eh. Nagpas ka na sa oras, kain na nalaman. Research for the reason to believe. Pero, sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, Hoy, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. It is my Father. But the Father given you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Hindi nyo kailangan mamulot. Kasi yung mga magulang nila noon, yung mga Israelita dati, namumulot sila ng mana. You don't have to do anything. The true bread from heaven is the Son of God, the one God had sent. He is the true bread. Do not miss it. You only have to put your faith in the Son of God. Then you will find nourishment. Ang kabusugan, hindi ng tiyan, hindi ng kaliwa. The nourishment for the soul. At yun yung talagang need na gustong iatid ng Panginoon sa tao. Our souls are dead in the presence of God. It needs to be quickened. It needs to be brought back to life. And only the Son of God, it is only Jesus Christ who can bring it back to life. Those people that are following the Lord that day, they missed it. They missed it. And the world is following their footsteps. Hinahanap nila ang Diyos sa maling paraan. Hinahanap nila ang Diyos for personal gain. Hinahanap nila ang Diyos sa sumakita ng sarili nilang takas, sa sarili nilang kakayahan. Hinahanap nila ang Diyos sa maling pamaraan. They search Him. Naghanap sila ng reason, ng dahilan. Pakitaan mo ko ng dahilan. We search God, we look for Him by faith, in faith. Without faith, no one can see God. Let's bow our heads, my Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa mensahe mo na ibinahagi sa akin. Nawa ang mensahe nito ay pagbukas ng isipan ng sino mong nakabag na kapakinig. May your children realize mo this truth. May the people that who haven't heard about realize the futility of their speech. The need of your work. It is only you, O Lord, that can work and do the work. Only you can spark the faith in our hearts and in our minds. Only you can quicken us so that we can have faith. We can search you by faith. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace because you have shown this to us. Lord, may this be an encouragement for us that we can also share your truth, can also share your gospel to the others because they need to be corrected. They need to come to you by faith. Lord, use us to bring them to the gospel so that they can indeed come to you by faith. This is our prayer in Christ's precious name. Amen. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. We announce this in our service.